This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. 242 years ago today, a group of fellas sat down and decided, you know what? We don't want to be ruled by the British Empire anymore. We want to create our own club. We want to start our own country. And so they sat down, they wrote out this thing called the Declaration of Independence, and they created a new country called the United States of America. And 242 years later, we are celebrating its birthday here on the 4th of July, Independence Day in the U.S. of A. So for those of you living here in the U.S., happy 4th of July. For those of you living abroad, I'm sure that there's a celebratory day, a holiday for you and your country as well, in which you celebrate its independence and no longer being ruled by another country or group. And it's a really cool concept, but this isn't about history. It's not about countries. It's not about patriotism. This is about you. And the theme today on this episode, this quick episode, is independence. Just like a country can be ruled by another group or country, by another empire, and then gain its independence, take its independence, and become self-sufficient and no longer be ruled by something, we can apply that same concept to our own lives as well. And so the question is, what are you ruled by? What is it? Drugs, alcohol, debt, your job, your spouse? What are you ruled by in your life that you just wish that you could become independent from, become free from, break free and gain your own freedom, start your own thing, do your own thing, no longer be dependent upon this thing or person? What is it that you want independence from? And so what I would challenge you to do at the end of this episode is to ask yourself, take out a notepad and write out, what am I ruled by? This is my Declaration of Independence, and today is the last day that I am ruled by this. Never again am I going to allow myself to be controlled by, ruled by, dictated by this specific thing. Whatever that is to you, write it down and figure out one big thing you can start doing immediately as of today, or at least within the next 24 hours, to move yourself towards the direction of independence. One big example that I can think of right now for me personally in my personal life was for 3 years after college, I worked for a company, a tobacco company that I hated. It was a moral issue for me. It was the fact that I don't like being told what to do. I couldn't wait to get out. I couldn't wait to gain my independence and start my own thing. And it took me 3 years to finally do it, but I did do it. I wrote out a Declaration of Independence of my own. I created a plan. I didn't call it that back then, but I figured out a way in which I could break free, gain my own independence. And now I celebrate that, not once a year, but every day. I celebrate that and become grateful for it, for the fact that I was able to break free and become independent of this soul-sucking job that I absolutely hated with all my heart. And the longer you wait, by the way, to become independent, the more dependent you become on this thing that you know you don't want to do anymore. The longer you wait, the harder it gets. So figure out in your own life, what is it that's holding you back? What is it that you're ruled by that you know you're better than, that you know you could break free from, that you know is not a reflection of your highest character? Write that down, create your own Declaration of Independence, and go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.
Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.